The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
The doctor is in. The doctor is in. How y'all doing out there? Whew. All right. Crazy day so far. I had talked about this in the previous hour. We had somebody who was suicidal and actually homicidal just walk in off the street randomly, come into my office this morning, and wanting to kill himself and, quote unquote, spray bullets. And I'm like, whoa. Me and my husband talked him down until the police came. Just kind of pretty spooky stuff. So I want to apologize if I still kind of seem a little choking up because, I mean, it was a piece of cake when it happened. It was great. Just talked to him. I shoot the breeze. Husband shot the breeze. I was like, hey, you know, tell me about the ink on your chest. I'm like, you know, because we calmed him down. He started to cry and whatever. And it was nothing. But then after, you know, here we are an hour or two later, and I'm like, oh, whoa. Whoa, that could have been bad. So, as I go through the show and I start to think more and more about what happened, I'm like, whew. Anyway, I commended my staff. Oh, we got the staff out of there. Patients were just sitting there in the waiting room. We're like, we need to move you because my husband sees patients. And then I go and I do my show. Go into the studio and do my show. And then I know a lot of you guys think I'm out of Universal Studios in Los Angeles. I'm not. We have the Dr. Dahlia Studios in Las Vegas, Nevada. Oh, they're great. Very exciting. You know, a lot of chocolate, a lot of candy nearby, beautiful couches. Every now and then my cat comes. Anyway, okay. So we're like, okay, patients, let's get you into the rooms. Now, the patients were happy because, like, usually we have to sit out here for a while, so this is kind of nice. We get to move back. Yay. And you see them walking down the hall going, this is great. We get to finally get back without having to wait. This is so nice. You know, meanwhile, hubby and I are going, look, dude, you know, yeah, I know Obamacare sucks. And he wasn't mad about Obamacare. He's mad about his dad dying. But anyway, that's all good. Paramedics came with the cops. He was taken off in an ambulance. He ended up being unarmed, which was really, really nice. I was very, very grateful he took off his shirt. That was helpful because then I could feel a little bit better that he wasn't carrying something on his shoulder. I did want to check out the waist, see if I could disarm him. But it went well. And hopefully the guy gets help. And we'll go from there. But, man, pretty scary stuff. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I urge you to listen to the podcast or the reruns of the show. We kind of reviewed how to handle a jumper, how to handle somebody suicidal. Always let the police handle it, but if you're stuck and you're the only one there, what to do? All right, we have a huge blood shortage. This is very, very frightening, okay? They've been talking about for the last few days that the American Red Cross is noticing that we have major drops in donations. They say blood donations have decreased by 8% over the last 11 weeks. The Red Cross is down by 80,000 units. You know, we had a health fair, and we had a blood draw. And I didn't think we had that many people for the, we had like 13 to 15 people. And I was ready to rip everybody a new one going, really? We only came up with 13 to 15 people? But the actual phlebotomist that worked with the United Blood Services said, wow, that's actually good. That was a lot of volunteers. I'm like, really? You guys need more than that. And I guess, you know, getting people to, you know, getting people to volunteer to donate blood. Wow. I mean, I remember in college, it was great when the van was out there. You know, I strongly urge you as an employer to make it easier on your staff. Now, mind you, United Blood Services or Red Cross or whatever, they may not be able to, you know, get a mobile van to your area. I mean, they need to ensure that there's going to be, you know, I mean, you only have X amount of vans, you know, and so you can't say, hey, I got a pint. Come over to my house on Sunday after I wake up and you could have it. No. I mean, they're not equipped for that. Okay. They're not funded to have cars to go out. But if you have a company of, let's say, 250 employees, that may not be a bad idea for you to call your local blood donation service and say, look, do you want to set something up? And then you let everybody know, you give them flyers, etc. You make sure there's cookies and goodies, etc. And you make sure you staff, you know, because if somebody is leaving, don't know that it's going to be on the clock. Okay, they're going to be, you know, 30, 45 minutes on the clock. You do not have them clock out, all right? Because they're doing something good. But you make sure you have covered staff, et cetera. It's a really, really good idea, all right? They think that the reason why donations are down is because it's summer vacation, a lot of summer activities. People feel, people maybe feel dehydrated, so they don't think about giving blood. See, Christmas time is always a big time for blood donations because people want to give. You know, I hate that people feel kind of altruistic and charitable usually around Christmas time only. I wish it would be more throughout the year, because if you notice, a lot of other charities, they have their big, huge pushes in the spring, and, you know, summer is always a tough time to get that, but the summertime is a great time. People are outside. You know, if nobody wants to go out into the snow to get to a Red Cross truck, or, you know, then what about when the weather is nice? So I think that's extremely important. So apparently they have launched a 100 Days of Summer, 100 Days of Hope campaign, all right, to try to get blood draws. Red Cross especially needs O negative, B negative, and A negative blood. They also need platelet donations. So what we recommend is go to the Red Cross website at redcrossblood.org. Type in a zip code. They'll tell you where. Maybe work it out with your boss where you guys could go together. Maybe as a group and go in groups if you can't get a van to you. But this is extremely important. They need blood. Now, some of you will say, I'm not donating blood because I don't have the type they need. They need all types, okay? They still need all types. Because think about it. When you're in trauma and they use O negative because they don't know what your blood type is, it's easier sometimes to grab an O negative if they don't know. But if you know what your blood type is, you can easily take the B positive for somebody else and save the O negative for someone else. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The national debt is $15 trillion. Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation. And for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
We're back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. Okay, so a couple of rulings here regarding Obamacare, and we'll just quickly, briefly go through them because there's been more news on Obamacare, which could possibly be pretty I think we're going to be heading back to the Supreme Court. Obamacare is going to be heading back to the Supreme Court based on what happened. So remember on Tuesday, we had a couple major rulings, okay? There was a decision by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. District, okay? Where in the Halbig versus Burwell case, in a 2-1 opinion, the court ruled that those insured in state exchanges can get the subsidies. But those in federal exchanges cannot and must pay the full price of the insurance. Now, there was a different case, King versus Burwell, that ruled 4-0, this was in the Fourth Circuit, that subsidies are legal on federal exchanges. So now we think that the case may go to the Supreme Court. Now, basically, if the first one, the Halbig versus Burwell, is upheld by the Supreme Court, then these federal exchange amounts of health insurance is going to be very, very unaffordable for many Americans. They say 87% of those who signed up for Obamacare on the federal marketplace chose plans that they were going to have subsidized with tax credits. They say the plans on average 76% less than the full premium. So if you are benefiting from this, all right, and this gets overturned by the Supreme Court, you guys are going to be pretty upset. All right, but I was wondering when this was going to come out, because I look at the insurance. I don't qualify for subsidies being a business owner and a doctor, even though, you know, people think doctors are rich. Trust me, we aren't. Okay, doctors are going out of business all the time, but they just wouldn't qualify for subsidies, obviously. When I look with patients, okay, and I look and see what's on these exchanges, you see that some of the insurance is $1,200 a month for the family. But then they say the subsidy is going to handle maybe $800 to $900 of it. Now I'm like, whoa, the government is going to pay $800 to $900 per month per family? Where, with the capital W, are they going to get the money? I mean, where? Per family? Per person? Whoa. I mean, it just blew my mind. They say here, people enrolled in health insurance plans on the exchanges can get subsidies if their income is between 133% and 400% of the poverty line, with the annual average cost of a silver plan approaching close to $15,000 by 2016, they say the Congressional Budget Office says these subsidies obviously are very, very crucial to enrollment. This is being reported by MarketWatch.com. If you don't get, right now, my husband and I are going through this same thing. Our plan isn't an Obamacare plan, so it's going to get canceled, right? I think we only have X amount of months left. Then we have to go on the exchanges. The exchanges cost too much. We can't afford $1,200 a month for health insurance. So if there's no subsidies, which I know there aren't for us, then we're just not buying health insurance. And so, you know, and a lot of other people would do that. Now, remember, the whole purpose of Obamacare was not to get the Democrats more seats in the House, okay? The whole purpose of Obamacare was to, according to them, insure every single American. And obviously, you know, when it started to unfold, we were sitting there going, how is it insuring everybody? I mean, who has $1,200 a month for health insurance? So this is some pretty scary stuff. Now, we have, which also doesn't make sense to me, how two courts could oppositely look at a very similar case. That doesn't make any sense. Okay? I mean, you know, is it legal? Is it constitutional? Is it even doable? Now, again, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a judge. So I'm not here to debate the logistics of it. But what I want to know is, how are we supposed to prevent ourselves from going bankrupt by promising that we are going to pay $800 a month for every single family? And here's my thing. If I was getting a subsidy like that, I would rather get the $800 in cash to feed my kids, not get the $800 to give to an insurance company that hiked up their rates 500,000% since Obamacare got passed. I mean, I can understand needing the government's money, you know, for a variety of daily staples and daily necessities. But you're telling me we are going to bankrupt this country just to give the money to the insurance companies? This is the stupidest thing I have ever seen. Now, again, we've talked about this before. Maybe the whole purpose of Obamacare was to fail. Okay? Nobody wanted the public option, so they said, fine, we'll leave it to the private enterprise. We'll leave it to the insurance companies. If you guys don't want us to take over, you'll see how it'll fail. And it is failing. Thank you. All right. So what's going to happen is they're going to say, look, this is ridiculous. We're not going to pay the private insurance companies any more money. We're just going to come in with a public option. You just pay us, or we just give you free health care, and we'll just tax the rich to pay for it. Now, you guys may say, well, maybe that's just what we have to do. Maybe we need to go to socialized medicine. We just have the government run it. We let them hire doctors. Are they going to hire doctors? How many doctors do you think will want the government telling them what to do? All right, well, then they'll hire mid-levels. They'll hire nurse practitioners and physician assistants. Mind you, many of them are excellent. Okay, I've worked with many of them. But, I mean, you know, that's they're not doctors. Okay, so you're not going to have the experience of the training. If they start to train nurse practitioners and PAs like doctors, et cetera, they're going to have to attract them, right? And they're going to have to figure out how to attract more of them to that type of training. Right now, medical school is so flippin' expensive and so difficult to get into, right, and pretty traumatizing, especially with what I had to go through with the 36-hour shifts back-to-back, that you really can't attract a lot of people into going into it. I'm hearing that some of these PA schools now are almost the price of medical school. All right, how are you going to attract PAs and nurse practitioners if you can't attract doctors into your public option? Or this new government-controlled healthcare that's going to probably have to take over because of this Obamacare mess. This is really, really sad. And it's extremely frustrating. And now you guys will say, okay, well, who cares? Okay, nurse practitioner, doctor, they're all great. And I honestly, these nurse practitioners and PAs that I've worked with are flippin' phenomenal. So I'm not worried about the quality of care on that end. Okay, so you're like, all right, great, great. You know, I'll finally get my cancer medication. I'll finally get this. Well, are you? Really? All right, if the government can barely afford to insure or barely afford what they can do now, you think you're going to get the tippity-top, fanciest medication? Any sort of government insurance is going to, or government-run health care, what I would suggest is you look at the VA system or you look at Medicare or Medicaid. Look at those to get an idea, and then probably subtract 40 to 50% quality and access, because now everybody's on it. That's what I would look at. And that would be a government-run healthcare system. Do you think they're going to be like, you know what, give her the mammogram earlier? Something, I don't know, I just don't think something's right. No, of course not. You're going to follow a guideline. You're going to get a book. That's what's in your guideline, and if you have anything outside the realm, you're going to have to pay cash. Now, you are going to start seeing more and more cash doctors, which we're already seeing now. Unfortunately, the prices haven't gone down like I was hoping. Seems pretty expensive to still see doctors, these concierge doctors where you have to pay a few grand per year, etc. But some people like it that way. They don't have to worry about the lines. They know someone's going to listen to them. They know someone's not going to be looking at a grid sheet or some guidelines on a black and white piece of paper. Say, nope, you don't get anything if it doesn't fall under this. And so some people just want an advocate. And that's what's important. I hate the idea of us going socialized and us being run by the government and us not being able to put in our two cents. Okay? I think I know a hell of a lot more about my patients than the government does, all right? And one thing that makes me a good doctor is because I listen to you. If you think you want an MRI, if you think you want a CAT scan, you're willing to pay for it, okay? I mean, I'll listen to why, all right? Maybe I'll say, you know what, I don't think you need an MRI, but I think maybe you need an ultrasound, all right? Because you're worried about, you know, your gallbladder. I would, you know, MRI your liver. Let's ultrasound the gallbladder and take a peek. It's a great test. Ultrasounds are the gold standard for gallbladder, that kind of thing. I'll talk to you, I'll listen to you, I'll work with you. But a public-run, government-run healthcare system, scary. So even though some people that can't stand Obamacare are doing the jig because they think, great, this could go to the Supreme Court. If federal subsidies can't happen, yay, that's wonderful. Well, yeah, that may be a win to protect us with all the crappy spending. But that doesn't mean there's light at the end of the tunnel. Okay, we are sinking into a pretty nasty, ugly hole with healthcare. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I
I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Thank you for loving my show. I know some of you are like, well, I don't love it. Yeah, I didn't ask you. We've got a lot to talk about now. Our dogs, okay? All right. We may think that our dogs really don't give a damn about us. Yeah, maybe they may feign love to eat. But actually, this is a very interesting study. They say that dogs are extremely protective and very, very territorial when it comes to our owners. They say jealousy is a primordial emotion that not only do we see in our humans, our fellow humans, but also in animals. They say that dogs will get jealous and be very, very protective of their owners. This is actually pretty, pretty cool. Scientists work with 36 dogs in their own homes, videotaping the canines while their owners completely ignored their pets in favor of three different items. A stuffed animated dog that briefly wagged its tail, barked, and whined. A jack-o'-lantern and a pop-up children's book that played songs. The researchers chose relatively small dogs, right? Because, I guess you don't want a Great Dane, right, getting all ticked off at that book. Anyway, the researchers chose relatively small dogs, one less than 35 pounds, a shorter one, less than 15 inches, since smaller dogs would be easily to control. According to them, in case it got out of hand, the owners were instructed to treat the fake dog and the jack-o'-lantern like they were real dogs by petting the objects, talking to them sweetly. When it came to the book, the owners were asked to read the text out loud. The scientists found dogs acted far more jealous when their owners displayed affection to the stuffed dog compared to the other items. Oh, my dogs would have gone ape crazy. Oh, my gosh. The canines were nearly twice as likely to push or touch the owner when the owner was playing with the fake dog compared with the jack-o'-lantern, and more than three times as likely to do so when compared to the book. Yeah, I don't think the dogs give a damn about the book. They just don't want to be read to. Furthermore, this is according to Fox News, about one-third of the dogs tried to get in between, tried to snuggle their tushies up in between the owner and the stuffed toy. One-quarter of the dogs actually snapped at the fake dog. Only one snapped at the jack-o'-lantern and the book. All right, so it was that they weren't overly into me. I was expecting one of these dogs to take that stuffed toy and just rip it to pieces, shreds. Remember, these are little baby dogs. Okay, I mean, again, they did not work with Doberman Pinschers or German Shepherds or Great Danes or Bulldogs or Chows or anything like that. I mean, you know, they kind of use, you know, like the little Fifi doggies, right? Fidos. Okay? They say many people have assumed that jealousy is a social construction of human beings. See, obviously these people don't have cats. Okay, I mean, you know, for those of us that have cats and dogs, we know cats are jealous. My cats are the most jealous, vindictive, spiteful creatures I have ever let into my home. Boy, are they jealous. They actually sabotage each other. Cats are just, and you think dogs wouldn't, because dogs are, no, I'm sure they do. Alright, so, now, they said not all dogs show jealous behaviors. Okay, remember, it also depends if the dog really, really loves you. And dogs are smart enough to know an inanimate object more than something else, okay? The other thing, too, is I don't know how to attack a jack-o'-lantern. If I was a dog, and there's this jack-o'-lantern with the smooth, round edges, how do you sink your teeth into it? And you can't, you know, you could just maybe take your paw and smack it. But a stuffed toy is a lot easier for the dog to kind of go after. But he didn't go after it. The dogs just kind of snapped and yelled at the stuffed toy. And the stuffed toy, here's the thing. I think dogs hate those stupid things. You know how you go to a toy store and there's a little display outside the hallway, you know, of the mall. And you see these little animals and they just kind of, you know, do somersaults or whatever. And they're these little toy things that look stupid and have fake animal sounds. See, I think dogs are smarter than that. They look at those stupid things and go, are you kidding me? So I probably snapped at the stupid thing, like, get the hell out of here. You're stupid and you make too much noise when you walk. You can't even lick yourself, for crying out loud. That's what I think the dogs actually said. So, you know, the reason why a study like this is important is not because it's filler material for the show, but because it shows you that your animals are a lot more aware and they know a lot more than you think, okay? You know, I mean, they may be, like, here's a very, very good example. This was a very, very humbling experience, okay? I was on bed rest. I was, like, about 9 months pregnant. Anyway, and I was sitting there with my feet up, which were swollen, all right, you know, watching a game or something like that, okay? And the dog was kind of sitting near my legs, in between where my butt was and the legs and my feet. Okay? Well, you would think if nobody's around and you decide to pass gas, the dog won't care. So I did. I was pregnant. I was allowed to fart. Anyway, so I do. So I'm thinking nobody's going to notice, who cares, or whatever. The dog turns and looks at me like, really? That was disgusting. And I learned that day, it was little Sushi. See, she's died since. Not because of the fart, but she's just passed away. But, you know, I've learned that your animals don't like farts. And I know some of you are like, well, Dr. Dahlia, that was probably something really nasty. No, it wasn't. It was just what did I have? You know, I don't know, some, you know, Cheerios that day? I don't know. It wasn't anything that would have been nasty. It's just, she looked at me like, just because I'm sitting there doesn't mean you could fart in my presence. Her name was Sushi. We had to call her Mrs. Sushi. Now, she was a prima donna, mind you, but that's when I realized, you know what? Animals notice when you fart. So if animals notice when you fart, what else do they notice? So, you know, you always blame it on the dog. Oh, my gosh, if your animals could talk, that's scary. So from now on, I've always treated my animals like people. I'll talk to them like people. I'll address them like people. I'll yell at them like I do. And I, you know, let them feel like I understand that they're just not, you know, dogs. Okay? Yeah, scary stuff. Whew. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is frightening. Surgeons have found a 10-year-old sex toy inside a woman's body. Now, I'm not sure why they think it's 10 years old. Maybe because it has a Backstreet Boys sticker on it. But according to a report by STV News, a 38-year-old visited Aberdeen Royal Infirmary after contracting sepsis and experiencing severe weight loss and urinary incontinence. They took an x-ray and they found a 5-inch toy protruding into her bladder from her vagina. This has been reported by Fox News. The woman admitted to using the sex toy with her partner 10 years ago. She also noted that she was under the influence of alcohol at the time, so she does not remember actually removing the toy. So it created a vesicovaginal fistula, where basically you have an opening from the vagina that could extend either a rectal vaginal into the rectum or a vesicovaginal into the bladder. Very destructive, causing infection. Vesicula means vaginal, meaning it goes into the bladder, causing urinary blood flow into the vagina. You could get bacteria, etc. They were able to remove the sex toy, and they were able to turn it on. The battery still lasts. I'm joking. Never mind. Anyway, this is detailed in the Journal of Sexual Medicine. This case may be the first time a sex toy has been left inside a woman's body for such a long time. The longest known retention of a foreign object was 35 years. I'm not sure what that object was. 35 years, wow. I can't tell you what it is. It's very weird, this sex toy. It looks like a horseshoe. I'm looking at a CAT scan. It's very odd looking. It's like a horseshoe. Maybe I need to study sex toys more often. Who needs sex toys? I'm perimenopausal. Oh, man, a joke could come out of that. I'm just not quick enough. Man, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time. Consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
We are Boomer back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Again, big thanks to Don, who's working the dials for us, and a big thanks to Genesis Communications Network that is making the show happen. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Any very important, crucial medical headlines I usually will post. Okay, I apologize if over the summer break I've been a little bit remiss, but don't worry, I got that sex toy study up in a jiffy because I know that's kind of the news you guys are very, very interested in. We also have an iPhone app and an Android app. Please make sure to download that. What's really, really cool about those is it's free. You know how I like free apps. I don't like to spend any money. And you get to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you want. It also replays old shows, so if you ever miss any aspect of the show, you could always listen. Like, you know, we were talking about how to handle somebody who's suicidal, how to handle a jumper, etc. Those are, you know, pretty cool things, and I don't like repeating myself any more than I already repeat myself. Okay? Please understand that when it comes to Obamacare, I will repeat myself because apparently some people still don't have the point. By the way, speaking of free apps, one of my staff told me about this app called Shopkick. It seems cool. I need you guys to school me on these apps because I like to save money. This Retail Me Not has already saved me hundreds of dollars. I, like, am really excited about Retail Me Not. I'm starting to, I downloaded Groupon. Some of you guys said I need to check out Groupon. And then one of my staff people said to check out Shopkick. I guess with Shopkick, I kind of don't get it. What you do is you get these points just for walking into a store, and then you scan items in a store, whether you buy the items or not. When you rack up enough points, you start to get gift cards, like $5 off, I believe like $10 off, $25 off, I don't know. But if that's the case, where you get gift cards just for walking into a store and hitting your Shopkick thing, that's pretty cool. So keep me posted if there's anything out there to save money, because honestly, I really, really, really want to save money because this recession still stinks. Okay, let's talk about sex. Apparently, women have been surveyed on what they want from men, and they find that women actually do want their man experienced. They do, but not too many partners. Apparently, a study coming out of James Cook's University. It was the Ryan Anderson and Michelle Serby study, I Want What She's Having, Evidence of Human Mate Copying, published in the Journal of Human Nature, found that women like men who have been desirable to women in the past. This phenomenon is known as mate copying in the animal world. Now, the study of university students aged between 17 and 40 found that women found men who had one or two previous partners in the past 4 years most desirable. They found men with zero previous partners or one current partner less desirable. Our study indicated that women want guys who have been, to an extent, pre-approved by their subspecies. If a guy has been in a relationship with another female, it says something about the guy that he was able to attract this individual and maintain a relationship with her. Guys that have been in no relationships might be considered to be creepy or socially inept, but they found men who had had five previous partners in the past 4 years were the least desirable by far. Now, this actually makes a lot of sense. I remember there was a study talking about what women want in terms of men's sexual prowess. They want a man who knows what they're doing, all right? But they don't want a man who slept around a lot, okay? You know, and so it's just that touch bit of experience. But remember, that touch bit of experience is still enough to give you the HPV virus. So ladies, still make sure you get vaccinated. But that's neither here nor there. We'll talk about that later. So anyway, they looked at 123 respondents who had an average age of 20, rated the sexual and relationship desirability of the average-looking photographed men, described as single and pictured alone or with one, two, or five female silhouettes, representing their number of previous relationships. A fifth man was described as currently in a romantic relationship. See, for me, okay, I would not want the guy with five babes. Okay, because if I saw that picture, I would think he'd want everybody in the same bed. So to me, that's scary. If I saw a man with a woman and they look like they're in a relationship, no. See, to me, from an evolutionary standpoint, if I was like an animal, okay, in the wilderness, and there was a man with another woman, I believe that woman would kill me. So there is no way, okay? But the most attractive would be a picture of a guy letting somebody go. She doesn't look like she's crying. The silhouette would probably her, like, standing there with the hand up, like, sorry, I'm not interested in you. And he's kind of walking away humble. That would be the guy silhouette I would jump on if I was doing this study. I would not want the one where there's a silhouette of, like, him and the girl sitting there crying, you know, in despair because he just blew. That one wouldn't be good. But the guy where he had been so roughed up by the last woman that I could come in and save the day, to me, that would be, and probably from an evolutionary standpoint, I wouldn't have to worry about other female competitors. I know you guys think it's really tough to have male competitors. Oh no, be a woman. The last thing you want in your life is to have a female competitor. I've had no problem competing against men in medical school, etc. Men, easy, even in radio, competing with men, that I'm extremely comfortable with. But competing against another woman, I will shrink into a corner and protect myself with some LV and Lord of the Rings shield. Oh, no way do I want to go up and up, up against another woman. Oh, hell no. So, evolutionary-wise, I could totally see that. Now, what about the guy that's standing alone that didn't appear to have partners at all? Well, that's very interesting because, number one, from an evolutionary standpoint, you may be like, wait a second, okay, he may not want a partner. So I don't want somebody that doesn't want to partner up. If you have a loner, that's not going to work because you need a team. You need somebody to kill the spiders and unclog the toilet. And, you know, you need somebody to yell at. Okay, so you need somebody that's, you know, you need a partner. Also, you don't know, is it because he's standing alone because he smells? Is he a jerk? So that really makes a lot of sense. Okay, remember, humans are animals. Okay, we still think like animals. We do. And thinking like animals isn't an insult, okay? That's not a dumbing down, saying you think like an animal. Thinking like an animal is actually very, very shrewd. People that have survival instincts, okay, that know how to eat or get what they want, know how to compete, they are really tapping in on their animalistic instincts, okay? Another study's come out saying women spend about a whole month getting bikini ready for the beach. Alright, it takes a whole month to get bikini ready. Okay? Alright, however, we completely blow it in just 48 hours. Now, for those of us that have ever tried to get ready for a date or tried to get ready for any sort of event, I mean, it usually takes longer than that. I don't see who gets away with a month. I mean, I'm talking about 4 years of surgery and, you know, I don't know, tanning and, you know, hairstylists and growing out bad bleach jobs. But apparently some people, they get away with just a month. But just 2 days, now how? How does 2 days ruin it? Well, number one is, you can get bloated. You know, you eat like crap, so you start getting bloated. That's why what happens, like with vacation, a lot of people are depressed, not because the vacation is over, but because they really, really screwed themselves over by eating so much crap that now they're bloated. Well, once they're bloated, and now they don't have to go back to the beach, they're pretty much like, okay, well, now I don't have to work on it, and then they start to fall back, and boom. All right, so my suggestion is, if you are, I mean, right now we're smack in the middle of summer, don't do a bikini. Okay, I mean, I think bikinis are in and of itself some of the most stressful pieces of clothing out there. Just kind of do a one piece with some shorts and a shirt and a big hat. That's what I do when I go to the beach. It's very sexy. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.